40,000 images of the Kennedy family are now presumed to have been destroyed at the World Trade Center. The 40,000 photo negatives belonged to Jacques Lowe. Mr. Lowe had taken pictures of Bobby Kennedy, then John Kennedy and Jacqueline. He was the presidential campaign photographer and continued to take informal pictures around the White House. Jacques Lowe died in May of this year at 71. His negatives were stored at the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank at 5 World Trade Center. The bank now says all the safe deposit boxes were destroyed. Thomasina Lowe is Jacques Lowe's daughter.
He actually only had one safe deposit box, but it was a large one. It wasn't one of the small ones that you see kind of lined up against the wall. And what he had in there were just, you know, stacks and stacks of brown manila envelopes full of Kennedy negatives. This was his entire collection of Kennedy negatives. In fact, I spoke to one of his photo agents this morning in London. She said, having worked with many, many photographers over the years, my father was the only photographer who actually would never let her have any of the negatives when she needed to make prints.
He would print himself?
He wouldn't print them himself. He had a couple of printers here in New York who he trusted, but he would actually he would hand the negatives over to the printer, and then he would sort of go and collect them himself. But he would never ship them, you know, or FedEx them to anyone. So he was very attached to them. One of the funny stories, when he moved from Europe to New York, he purchased 2 seats on the plane so that he could actually sit in one seat and have the negatives in a suitcase next to him on the other seat.
The J.P. Morgan Chase Bank said they spent $500,000 trying to get these get into the vault and find the material.
Yes.
Do you have any hope now that there could be something? Of course, they're abandoning any prospect that the negatives are in good shape. But do you have any hope?
I do. I hold out hope. I mean, it's hard for me to let go of the hope. I imagine, because I knew what these negatives meant to my father, but. And to the world, I'm hoping they can sift through the rubble and, you know, maybe find this one little box among all the rubble. It's a long shot, but I have to continue hoping for that.
What is the one photograph we would recall from the days of the Kennedy campaign and the early days of the White House?
Some of the very memorable images are one in particular of Jack Kennedy in a diner having coffee with his wife, Jackie, and some of his aides with some rubber ties in the background. It's a very, very interesting image. There's another one of Jack Kennedy arriving at an airport with a very sort of Casablanca-esque plane in the background, and he's being greeted with very few people, and it's a very emotive image because things really changed quite dramatically soon after that was taken. And then there are some beautiful photographs of Jackie Kennedy and the children. And then also very beautiful personal photographs of Bobby Kennedy and his family, all the children lined up saying prayers before bed. Very priceless personal images of a family.
Yes. Does there exist a comprehensive collection of prints made from these negatives?
No. Well, this is the tragedy, really, because there were 40,000 negatives in the vault, but really only, I think, 300 or 400 images were appreciated. People were often drawn to the same images. And what I was looking forward to doing was perhaps going through the negatives in the future and introducing the world to maybe some new images. I've seen some priceless photographs of Teddy Kennedy with his first child, and those I don't think have ever been seen.
Ms. Lowe, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks a lot, Noah.
Thomasina Lowe speaking with us from New York about her father's Kennedy photographs, the negatives now believed to have been destroyed at the World Trade Center.